96.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
There's somebody that I follow on Instagram. He's a gentleman and a scholar. I follow him for the intellectual stimulation that he gives me. It's a gentleman by the name of Uncle Sink. Uncle, I can't even say it with a straight face. Uncle Sink. I don't know where Uncle Sink lives. I'm guessing it's the panhandle of Florida. Because he looks like the residents of the panhandle of Florida.
Okay. You're right.
Panama City written all over.
You've shown me Uncle Sink before. You're a big fan.
If you would like to see Uncle Sink, which I recommend you do, text Sink, S-I-N-K, to 73389. It'll take you right to his Instagram page. He is, for all intents and purposes, an influencer. Okay? Now, Uncle Sink, let me tell you what Uncle Sink's rise to fame. He's 475,000 followers. His rise to fame involves him tornadoing a beer into his mouth.
Now, I'd never heard of tornadoing a beer, so can you just explain it?
Absolutely. It only works with a bottle. You put the bottle up in the air, and then you swirl it around, and it creates a cyclone inside of the bottle.
Okay.
And that cyclone shoots the beer as quickly as it can right down your throat.
Okay.
And it's so impressive that I had to follow him.
Now, doesn't he also open bottles with his teeth?
He does open bottles with his teeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's not leave that out.
And his teeth look like they open bottles.
Yes, they do. Okay. So what's the problem here? Is everything okay with Uncle Sink?
Because no.
He does seem like somebody who is going to have health problems if he doesn't already.
His fan base is turning on him.
Why?
Because he had the audacity to get a dog. He got himself a dog, and he loves the dog.
Okay.
And that's the problem. Because now he's posting videos, he's posting reels on his Instagram of him and his dog. And just being daddy and dog stuff.
Okay.
Oh, look at him. He's licking my face. I love him so much. Hugging him. Running with him, playing fetch, and the comment section is filled with people going, boo!
No!
Drink a beer! And they are so mad at him! They're so mad at Uncle Sink. So much so that Uncle Sink has taken most of the videos of him and his dog down.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard. So this man got happy for once in his miserable life.
Oh, and it is miserable.
There's one thing finally bringing him joy.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want to see that from him.
No. No. They want to see him cyclone a beer into his mouth.
Okay, so I will say this. You come to Uncle Sink for one thing and one thing only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's to see him cyclone a beer.
Right.
So I can see a little bit where he's not giving the people the content that they originally fell in love with.
Yeah.
So maybe he just has to balance it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Are you one of the people?
No.
Okay. Whew.
I swear to God I'm not.
Okay.
But I find it hilarious. I think it's so funny that how dare he love an animal.
Love anything.
And tell people that he loves an animal, because that's not what the people come for, like you said. Like, people, and what's funny too is he's taking the dog ones down. He's posting other videos where he's clearly mad at his fan base. And he'll, like, cyclone a beer, but then he'll put something really, like, mean in the comments, or something at the end of his reel that's like a picture that says, like, you know, don't, it's filled with profanity because he's from the panhandle of Florida.
Right.
But, like, you know, it's like, you know, stop being mean to me, basically.
Do we think he makes any money off of his page?
I'll say this. He probably could. He probably could have secured a beer sponsorship long time ago.
Do we really think any beer company wants to be associated with somebody named Uncle Sink?
I'm sure they want to be associated with Post Malone.
I knew you were going to bring him up.
Uncle Sink doesn't have any face tattoos, probably because he can't afford it, but
he does give off a posty vibe based on how he looks.
Mm.
If he's not making any money off this page, then F these people.
Right. You came for free.
They're treating him the way his parents did.
Oh, if he even knew his parents. So listen, my heart goes out to Uncle Sink and whatever stupid name he named his dog. I'm sure that it's something disgusting.
Trash can.
MAGA. I'm sure it's something like that.
Oh, he doesn't vote.
So anyway, text Sink, S-I-N-K, to 73389 to see this wonderful, wonderful person.